It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on getting involved. Why in the world would you want to become active in what's going on in Southern Marin? I have some good reasons for you personally to become involved, some hot issues affecting this area, and at the end of the show, some good organizations to consider joining. First, why should you become involved? Well, you can limit your involvement to the time you have available. Let's face it, there aren't that many good movies out there. Most TV shows are abysmal, and you can read a book whenever you want. Second, you meet some interesting people who share a common interest. Oh, I'm not promising you that everyone you will meet will bowl you over. There will be those who bring big egos to meetings, who talk to hear themselves, and talk big and do little. You will see many examples of the Texas phrase, big hat, no cattle. But you will find some good, well-meaning, hard-working people with whom you will enjoy working. And the final reason you should get involved, as you expand your horizons, you will gain satisfaction from giving back to your community and from getting to know your neighbors. You are neither too young nor too old to become active in issues affecting our region, and you will be amazed at how invigorating it is. So what are some of the hot issues in Southern Marin in which you could get involved? First, there is the annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department by the Southern Marin Fire Protection District. Councilwoman Linda Pfeiffer has raised some questions as to whether the Sausalito residents have been told the whole story regarding the consequences of the annexation. I will tell you later how to contact Councilwoman Pfeiffer to learn more. Second, the proposed housing element has raised a number of concerns amongst residents. Sausalito's housing element is a state-mandated plan regarding the city's housing inventory, particularly related to lower-income housing. The state mandate requires the city to identify specific sites for housing projects. Several of the preliminarily identified sites are owned by the city. The Housing Element Committee meets regularly, and residents who attend have had an effect on the group's direction. There are two groups who have been formed in response to the current housing element effort, and I will identify them for you later in the show. Another hot issue appears to be the future of the Marinship area. Several weeks ago, I had as my guests on this show Jeremy Graves, Sausalito's Community Development Director, and Dr. Robert Eiler of the Marin Economic Forum. The topic was the newly released draft of Dr. Eiler's Community and Economic Development Study for Sausalito. The Marinship area was the star of the study. One of the recommendations emanating from this work was the suggestion that those who want more economic development need to reach an amicable agreement with those desiring to preserve the area. I predict there will be ample opportunity for you to become involved on either side, and I will suggest groups for you to consider shortly. Okay, so now it's time to talk specifics on how you can become involved. The annexation of the Sausalito Fire Department. The City of Sausalito's website has on its homepage, under the menu heading What's Current, the formal position on the fire annexation. If you want to learn more about why Councilwoman Pfeiffer is questioning the numbers supporting the annexation, you can contact her by going again to the City of Sausalito's website homepage, clicking City Hall, and then City Council. Click Councilwoman Pfeiffer's name to see her contact information. Next is the housing element. You can obtain information on the housing element under the What's Current heading on the city's website homepage. For a different perspective, go to thinksausalito.com. That's one word, thinksausalito.com, to read how others view the current housing element effort and to learn about upcoming sessions worthy of attendance. Additionally, check out askusfirstsausalito.com. That's all one word, askusfirstsausalito.com. This is a group of concerned Sausalito residents who value the city's dwindling open space. And at the November 15th Sausalito City Council meeting, the group called on the City Council to enact an ordinance that would prohibit the city from selling, entering into a long-term lease, or otherwise disposing of property owned now or in the future by the City of Sausalito without the approval of a majority of voters. The marinship issue? On the economic development side, it would be the Sausalito Chamber of Commerce, which funded half of the cost of the economic study. You can find the local chamber at sausalito.org. On the preservation side, I would start with Councilwoman Pfeiffer. You can also check out Sausalito Environmental Action at SEA Group, that's all one word, SEA Group, C Group, .org. I encourage you to get involved. It's good for your neighborhood, your city, and your soul. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.